been on my own, wasting too much time, trying to find the light, switch inside my mind. It's hard to know what's real, the truth or just a feeling. But I can't tell from here.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Absolute Goo Podcast. I'm Annie.
I'm Jen.
And we have just been sitting around here talking about ridiculous things that we probably shouldn't. And as much as I know and love Jen, I just found out a horrible thing about Jen that, of course, I thought I'd share with everybody, is that Jen likes a perfectly quiet house. And that is so contrary to your personality. Like, I've always got music blaring in my house. And that's how this conversation started, because she gave me crap because I had AC/DC blaring.
It was so loud.
Oh, it was perfect. No. It was perfect.
I do. But I didn't really think about it until that happened, when I was like, oh, loud. And you were talking about having the music go off when you come on in the morning.
When you wake up in the morning.
And I really only listen to music in the car. And in the car, I listen to it jacked up. Like, my husband's always like, you're going to blow your speakers. But yeah, at home, I really don't get silence at home. Maybe that's why. I mean, you've been at my house. You know who I live with, and they're not quiet. So.
Yeah, but I had three kids at my house and various miscellaneous animals and all their friends and stuff. We always had music just jacked up. Which actually, as I say that, might explain my children, but I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, because either if I'm watching something on TV, I'm not going to have the radio on. And if I don't have if I don't have something on TV, I'm like reading or something. I don't want the music on when I'm reading. I got to concentrate on when I'm reading.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, I get into it.
No, one of the first things we did when we got this house is we had the speakers wired in the ceiling and stuff and hooked everything up. So we have speakers all over and it's fabulous.
Yeah, I don't know. Go figure.
I don't know. You're no longer my child. That was really terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to steal Adrian Brody, and we're going to go into a nice little place.
No, not Adrian Brody.
Yes.
You can't. Really?
Yes.
He's like 72 pounds. He looks like if you pushed him, he'd cry.
You know, I have a crush on Adrian Brody.
I know you do.
It's fine. He has a je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, nobody knows. It isn't just that you don't know what it is. He doesn't know either.
There is someone else in this world who has a thing for Adrian Brody.
Probably his mother, but, you know. Sorry to Mrs. Brody, if that is your real name. Anyway, we're bullshitting, but we have a ton of Goo Doll news for you today. I'm kind of lying about that. Today's one of those days we don't have a ton of things, but what we have are really big deals, including a neat new surprise we're going to tell you at the end. And we say that now so that you actually like listen towards the end, but there's good stuff. So, Jen.
Yes.
We had a deluxe album come out with fabulous new songs on it.
There was. So by now, the deluxe version of Miracle Pill is out, and I'm sure that everybody has downloaded it by now. Yep. And we already had heard Just the Man. You know, I wanted to say Just a Song again. Just a Man was already out last time we did the podcast, but they have now released Tonight Together and Right Track. It's the other one, right?
Mm-hmm. And, oh, crap. And there was something I was going to say about that, too. But
I really like Tonight Together. I think that's my favorite of the three.
Hmm.
Oh.
I like Just a Man.
Oh.
I like Just a Man.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you could answer me.
Oh, is this, you're giving me crap about this? Uh-huh. Oh, fucking. I know. Anyhow. It's a nasty habit. Mm-hmm. I'll quit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will. yeah, it's a great album. And don't blame us for this crap because, you know, we had said, I think I said this last podcast, though, we had said that it was going to come out as a physical product because we were told that by band management. And then it ended up that there wasn't physical product.
Oh, well, things happen.
Things happen. And, you know, lots of times they're getting information from Warner Brothers, too, and it changes. And, you know, that kind of stuff. But I like the new songs, and it's great to have new material out there.
Oh, my God.
What?
Did you literally just light another one off of the one you were putting out?
No.
Somebody stop this woman.
It's been a long day, Jen, as you know. Oh, behind the scenes, things you guys miss. It's been a very long damn day, so yeah.
All right.
But yeah, it's a great album.
It is.
Worked out really good.
Great new track, so yeah. If you have not already downloaded the deluxe version, do it, do it, do it.
Get it. Get it now. So this is one of those where, like, we should go good news, bad news, and this... The only reason we're going to talk to you about this is just so you stick it in the back of your head. Not a done deal, but just something you need to be aware of. And I'm sure most of you already have been. With this pandemic, if you haven't already read the stuff coming out by Live Nation and different things like that, you should know. How do we phrase this, Jen?
That there may be no live shows until 2021.
Now, I was going to say that. Like,
no,
much
I'm sorry.
Ease
no
them into
in
it.
2021.
Yeah. There might not be 2021 shows, guys. Nobody knows, because it's just all depending on when the vaccine is readily available. And if it's readily available with enough time for bands to make plans and book things and do all this kind of shite. There's just a lot more going on than perhaps you are aware of. Is that a good way to put it? And just know they're trying as hard as they can to make sure that that's there. But everybody wants you guys to be safe. Everybody wants a band to be safe.
Also, it's not an individual band decision. So anybody that would
Get
mad at any bands or pissed or, you know, tweeting comments like, I did this or that or the other. Mm-mm. Bands aren't the ones making that kind of decision. That is a Live Nation venue.
Yeah. If it gets to February or March or something and Live Nation makes some sort of decision like they did this last time, just know that's not the band's call. Okay? They might throw themselves on the sword and apologize to you vastly, but that doesn't mean that it was their call. So don't be hating on anybody. Everybody just wants you to be safe. Okay? Everybody wants everybody to get out of this alive. That's kind of a throwback to a Jim Morrison
thing. I was just getting ready to say, but, 5-1, 1-5.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that's kind of where we're at with that. And I know that's kind of disheartening. But this last round in 2020, I saw people who had tickets for June in May saying, well, right before we canceled everything, going, they're not really going to cancel, are they? And it's like, oh, honey, it's a pandemic. It's scary. Numbers are going up right now. We had 1,000 deaths yesterday, not to belabor that. But, you know, everyone wants to be safe. And we want you guys all to be super well.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how to get people back into schools. If they can't do that safely, concerts probably are a little further down on the list of priorities.
Yeah, it is. So, and we don't want to be overwhelming hospitals and all that good stuff. So we're just going to continue to pray for a fabulous vaccine and believe science. Odd thing, right? But let's believe science in this and go forth and, you know?
Wait. You're telling me I should believe science and not a girl I knew in high school on Facebook's neighbor's brother-in-law.
Shockingly.
Who told me it's all a hoax.
It's all a hoax. I had a family member tell me that.
Oh, God.
Last week that this is a Democratic hoax. And I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm a liberal-ass Democrat. We're way too busy to deal with this right now. This is not a hoax.
Did you
guys
suggest
people
they
dying are not a hoax?
Visit the families of people who have dead family members from it?
Yeah.
Tell them it's a hoax.
Well, along that line, you know, we're doing this fan video, and thank you. to the people that are sending in videos. And a bunch of you have been first responders, mm-hmm. to Jen's point. And thank you so much again. I know I say this every damn podcast, but it's because it needs to be said like 500 times. Thank you so much to all the first responders. And at this point, not just the nurses and the doctors and the techs, but I mean, the people are keeping groceries in the stores.
Yep.
You know, and all that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like something you don't think about it, or it sounds, you know, when you, we have a friend who is a manager at a grocery store. So he's not like, you know, checking out the customers or anything. So he's not like that interactive with customers because he, you know, manages different departments. Mm-hmm. But still, he's there. And when he comes home, he has to like, he strips on the porch, you know, so he doesn't want to, he's got kids. He doesn't want to take a chance of anything, you know, being on me. He has to like strip off on the porch and he showers right away. And it's just, they go through kind of a lot. And it's just the mental, you know, of worrying, will I get this and bring it home to my family?
Yeah. It's terrifying, you know, and I'm like 150 years older than you and, you know, have some pre-existing conditions. And it's like, we just worry, you know, we worry when we're like extra, extra careful. And, I'd love to. I have a grandson I haven't met. You know, we'd love to do that, but we're going to be smart. We're going to wear masks, you know, and social distance and hopefully get through things. I was on a call with band management this past week and they were talking about, you know, for a band, you plan for every conceivable bad thing to happen. You know, you plan for sick band members, you plan for your crew, you know, can't work, you plan for a venue burning down. It's like, no one thought to plan for pandemic. That just wasn't one of the things, you know? So everybody's punting, everybody's just doing what they can. And we'll get there.
That's why when the zombie apocalypse happens, people are going to be coming to us because we've planned for it.
Jen and I will be ready. Yep. Absolutely. Jen and I are like, oh, yeah.
But, you know, I saw a thing the other day, and I mean, I'm sure this isn't something that people would be doing on a large scale. But when I saw it, and I know that 99% of the people in the world will disagree with me. But for me, I was like, perfect. My dream, the outside parking lot concert.
Oh, because. Yeah. You could stay in your car, wear your jammies.
Well, no. People were outside their cars. They were sitting on, like, the hood of the cars. But because you have to be distanced, everyone had their own little space. You know me in space.
Oh, yeah.
There was an app on your phone so that they brought your drinks to you. Mm-hmm. You just had to sit in your car and no one was around you. I was like, for real. That's how I want to go to a concert. Like,
that's pretty awesome. Like, I was at a Neon Trees concert in Canada one time. When I still was allowed to go into Canada, whole other story.
All those days.
But one of these days. But and they had a thing where like I sat at a table at the back and was brought drinks and I was just like, I know I'm not right up front jumping up and down and experiencing all stuff, but it was amazing.
Yeah, like I just don't like, and I know most people aren't crazy like I am, but I don't like people in my space.
That's the
truth. I don't like them being around me. I was watching that and I was like, oh my God, that's a dream come true. Like, I don't know. There are a lot of things that the pandemic has caused that I'm into, you know, only a certain amount of people in stores.
I would say only you, but I'm right there with you. Yeah. Jen and I, it's like, the hermits of the world are like, we are prepared.
I used to think that I had like, oh, I mean, I do, but I used to think it was an anxiety issue or a claustrophobia issue. No, I was just socially distancing for years.
Oh, you were before your time,
yeah,
Jen.
I was practicing.
I think I'm so picky about being, when I'm home, having my own space and stuff, because like when I'm out doing shows, it's like you're packed in and everything. So when I have my alone time, I've loved it. Mm-hmm. But this is getting a little nutty. And we, you know, I don't even have little children home that you have to deal with during the pandemic. So
no
props to those people.
I'm telling you though, we had my daughter's birthday was this past week. And so my family, you know, celebrated and she's, you know, I taught her well. So she's like birthday week, you know, instead of birthday day. Mm-hmm. And she's 22. So she's over 21. So all I could think is when the recycling people came, they were like, oh my God, like this family is really taking it hard. Like with the amount of like empty liquor bottles in the recycling bin.
Suffering like, through.
Look yep. at this.
Well, let me bop into talking about the video a little bit. So far as of today, I've got about 160 video clips in. You guys are amazing. And what I've seen is a difference. We haven't made one of these now for like, I don't know, 10 years, something, 8 years. We used to get like 98% people from the States and 2% out of it. We're getting so many from people from a million countries.
Very cool.
It's fabulous. We've had Mexico and Brazil and Australia and a million people from the UK and Lisbon and just all stuff, you know. It's just, I realized I just said Lisbon like it was a country, but feel free. You can write in and threaten me. But I mean, it was just, it's been really amazing. And it makes me so happy to see people, including Canada, where I can't go. But it's...
Come on now, you're not allowed to go many places.
I know. That's a whole different podcast. Why Annie can't get her passport back, but I will someday. All right. So thank you very much for the videos. Thank you much for those of you getting them in on time. Every section has a different date, so I do really appreciate that. Just know that once we get them, it's going to take a while. And a lot of people have written in and thanked Jen and I for making the video. You need to know Jen and I are not making the video. There's other people on the site, beg your pardon, that do this stuff. And Jess and Scott will be working on this.
They won't.
So
they won't let me put up the videos I make.
No, it's a family-friendly site. We try not to. So that's that. Thank you again. You guys are amazing. We're going to try to have that out probably end of August. Give them a few weeks to work on it because it's a lot of timing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
What do you mean?
End of August. It's interesting.
She says that like, oh, is your birthday end of August?
Hell no. Oh my God. Do you know what? Y'all go.
I don't know anyone's birthday.
Witness me beat her.
Oh my God, what's end of August then? Why were you going,
Because like, remember when you first announced it and without even giving me any warning, you were like, oh, we're going to have it out August 1st.
Did I say that?
Oh, you did.
Oh, fuck. Well, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, language. God, I got to stop doing that.
It'll be out sometime.
I thought we were going to do it sooner than we did. So right now we're already almost the end of July. So then it's going to take at least 2 weeks to...
Oh, you don't have to justify it to me.
Pick it out and then send out release forms. And I have to justify everything to you. You're so mean to me. So anyway, it'll be out.
Okay.
Who knows? It'll be out just like we can always count on the date Goo Goo Dolls albums are out.
Look at that
insert
look.
Face it. Yeah, that's face. Quite the look too. All right, what you got down here next, Jen?
Look, the corona's getting
she
to us.
She does these faces that are just fascinating. And like, I mean, I've just got album on my list, but you look like it's really something.
It is. So if you listen to one of John's little... I'm sorry, guys. I can't keep up. There's the Instagram live ones and then the shows and the radio stations and stuff. I say whatever it was. I think it was like an IG live that he said it on about the holiday album. And if you read Robbie's rock blog, oh my God. Guys, if you could see this woman.
Shut up. That's the whole point. They can't see me. So stop that.
Anyhow, so there's going to be a holiday album out.
Yes. It was really funny because, again, I was on a call where they were like, that's a big surprise, holiday album. And it's, half the people are like, no, everyone already knows. Oh. There's going to be a fabulous holiday album. And when I say fabulous, this is coming from somebody that was not a fan of Let Love In. Sorry.
Damn.
I'm not a person that likes every single thing that the Goo Goo Dolls do.
Album.
I like it all, but some I really like it. Yeah, someday we'll do a Let Love In thing and you can say how great it is and I can Yeah. But anyway, there's going to be a holiday album. It is really good, guys. It is so good. It's better than I expected it to be. And it's, what can I say? It's going to come out on vinyl. Ta-da! And digital. There's going to be a difference between how many tracks vinyl and digital have.
It'll be out before December 25th.
It'll be out. Boy, am I supposed to say or not? Yeah.
No, I'm being a smart ass because of the date and the August 1st thing. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. Smart ass. right now, I think the drop date is.
Oh, don't give a October. Date. It'll change.
Oh.
Before December 25th.
Okay.
Watch it come out the 26th.
Before December. Probably before November.
I was taking the safe bet of before Christmas. Here's the thing now. The true, measurement of if the album's great or not is if Your Mean One Mr. Grinch is on there. Because if it's not, does anything matter?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Just saying.
My lawyers advised me not to.
We all know it's all about the Grinch.
God, I love the Grinch.
I do too. Oh, you know how like...
Oh, no.
Oh, never mind.
She's going to go into the Grinch. What?
No,
what?
I was going to say, you know how like sometimes on albums, and then I realized, no, it's probably just like the compilation tapes we make for parties that do this.
Like what?
Well, like, you know how we do our theme parties, like for Groundhog's Day, right?
Okay, which are
so
fabulous, yeah.
Like... the year that it was like the 80s or whatever, in between each song we had little drops of like lines from like, you know, like what's happening hot stuff from like 16 Candles. We had drops from like 80s movies in there. So I'm saying that like every album does that. So I was like, oh, because it's a Christmas album, we could do drops of like lines like never mind, because people don't do this, it's just us who does this. And it's totally gone off the rails now. But yeah, I was assuming in my own world that all albums did that and that they could do the little lines from.
No, but that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like lines that I love that maybe no one else does. But like, you know, how I quote movies, I do quote Christmas cartoons also. And this thing is just, it's taken a life of its own now.
It has, but that's okay.
The whole point
was. You know, my ginormous, Halloween party that we have every year, which wasn't that ginormous this last year. It was only like 100 and some. But we just started making better mixes for music for that, because I used to just do things like lots of screams and Halloween noises. And they're like, you know, people actually like to dance. And I'm like,
yeah, but like we do that for our Halloween music, Halloween party. Like we put clips of, you know, sayings from horror movies in there, like, you know, my sister likes to put,
you know,
Exorcist,
that's a brilliant
to
idea.
Freak
I'm gonna have to
out.
Write that down. Sorry, and sorry, and we are off anyway. Vinyl, digital, at least 8 songs on the one, the other one's got more. Can't really talk about that. Can't make this big list of things you can't talk about. So it's fabulous. Should I do the big news now? Is there any more depressing news?
I don't think there's any more. Oh, but you know, just for the future, when you said, how should you approach that? Bad news, no. You just got to jump right in. You just have to say it. Rip the Band-Aid off. When we were talking about the 2022 shows, and you were like, oh, how should I say this? Just dive in.
Okay. Oh, Jen, you're fired. No.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this day.
So long. Parole has finally come. Sorry. And besides, there's people who have been on the site longer than you that need to go first, so you don't get that luxury. Okay, so for us, this is a big deal. We're not sure how big of a deal this is be for you. For us, this is a pretty damn big deal. So starting before the holidays, not sure quite how to... Okay, so I was going to think up a really cool way to put this, and obviously I suck at that, and it's been a damn long day, but... The Goo Goo Dolls are going to manufacture for the Absolute Goose site merch.
Yay!
That will only be available on AG. It will not be available on the Goo Goo Dolls site, although they will heavily promote it there. And there's going to be very special, very unique things. We're going to start with one batch, then we're going to do stuff that coordinates with the holiday album, and then we'll go from there. So please save your pennies. You know, some of the profits are going to go to good causes, but save your pennies. So we're going to have exclusive merch that the only place you can buy it, I should say exclusive authorized merch created by the band, because I know there's some sites that kind of put out their own Google Dolls merch and we all kind of pretend we don't notice because what the hell, but this is like actually working with them. So they will promote it. They're going to talk about it on their site. Warner Brothers is helping come up with designs and I'm super psyched about it.
It's very awesome.
I think it's super awesome and very cool.
It is.
And yeah, I'm really, really psyched about it. It was a great call and great thought. So we're going to have exclusive Goo Goo Dolls merch only available at the Absolute Goo site store.
Yes.
And I say that like we already have a store, which we do not, but we will have one set up by then.
Grand opening.
Grand opening. Yep. And so we hope you guys buy tons of it because it's going to be really rare, really exclusive, limited time only stuff on each batch. So if you're a Goo fan that likes to collect things, it'll kind of be like getting a tour shirt that's only available for a little bit. And there you have it. So Jen has already put in her request for shot glasses.
You're welcome.
Yeah, actually, I discussed about shot glasses the other day. So shot glasses, and we're aiming for women's V-neck shirts because we do not know why the hell there aren't enough V-neck shirts.
Okay, when we're saying women's V-neck shirts.
Yeah.
Do you just mean their V-neck, or is it going to be women cut, quote unquote?
Hopefully women cut. You know, that's what I requested.
Okay,
but...
well, I can't get into those then.
Well, just wait and see. Get a bigger size in or something, you know? We're all fabulous and beautiful. Just get something bigger.
You know as well as I do, and every woman out there, that baby doll cut or whatever it's called fits no one with boobs.
Oh, those are stupid.
Boobs do not fit those in women cut shirts.
We've still got from, I think it's Gutter Flower in our merch stuff. Yeah, I think it was good. No, it's Salt Love Inn. We've got those little teeny tiny shirts that were supposed to be women's small.
Yeah.
That I know people who got those for their little children and it didn't fit their little children.
That's what I mean. Women's cut never.
That's stupid. It's probably because they're outsourced to China or something. And
but then you're saying they're going to be women's
size
cut.
Size 8 is. I'll send another email. Are you happy?
I'm just asking. I mean, it doesn't have to be for me. I'm just thinking about everybody else. And everybody else might be fine. I just know that the one time I did attempt to go ahead and buy a baby doll cut, and I was so super tiny. Like, I was really skinny then. And the writing across the boobs looked like someone was tearing it. It was like, they never fit your boobs in there.
No, I find these people that believe that all women are a size 2 a bit ridiculous, and they create merch for that size. And I'm like, and God bless those of you who are. That's awesome. We're not bagging on you at all. I'm just saying, I think the average size right now in the United States for women is a 14.
I'm not even talking about the size. I'm talking about people. Like, my daughter's little, but she's busty. Like, you need to fit people's body parts into clothing.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But anyway, so hopefully we'll get that sorted out so Jen can actually have something. But
or you know what? I'm just going to have to just wear no shirt. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, like that would change anything. I mean, that's half the time for you anyway. So we're going to have fabulous merch. It's going to be out. You're going to be able to get people amazing things for Christmas, for the holidays. And yeah. And thank you to the Goo Goo Dolls for that opportunity. That was really cool.
Yes, it's very awesome. Is there truth to the rumor that we're going to have Christmas ornaments with your face on it?
With my face on it? It wouldn't be big enough. You need a giant face one. No, there's no truth to those. Unless we make them for sight people. But
watch me make one and send it to you.
With me, you'd put one of me like chain smoking just to guilt me or something.
Oh, but... no, I'll put one of me and you hugging. Well, like, all snuggled.
Oh, I think we've got a picture like that or two.
Yeah. I mean, our eyes are barely open, but.
Are you thinking of the one I'm thinking of? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were so sober. Anyway, all right, so that's about it right now. That's all I've got. And I just want to remind you guys that I know this feels like crap. I know that it's terrible and it's long and we're all getting boring and people are hugely inconvenienced, but this is a serious thing. People are dying. It kind of sounds pretty petty, and to me, it sounds pretty petty and juvenile to, excuse my French, to bitch about being inconvenienced by a mask or something when people are literally dying. So please wear a damn mask, practice social distancing, and we will all be together again sometime. And I know I said that I was never in a million years going back out again, but after all this, I think I might just have to, just so I can like run around and hug people when we're allowed to hug people again.
Oh, plus you have to put up your Christmas ornament stand.
Oh, God, you. Yeah, I'll just tell Chris, look what we've got. Just ignore these. He'd be like,
I don't think it sounds like you're being petty. Well, yeah, people who bitch about the mask. Yeah, wear a mask, people. But like, I've heard people say it like, oh, and so much, you know, awful things happening and I shouldn't complain just because I haven't gone to the movies in a month or whatever. Yeah, I get what people are saying. I get where they're coming from with that. But I mean, there's awful things happening. People are hospitalized and dying. But I don't think it's like trivial to complain about something that's affecting you, at least mentally. Because I was reading something the other day and it was talking about how everybody is going through this like unprecedented situation in their lives, and it's so much, it's not even just like I can't go to the movies, it's like people without jobs and trying to, you know, teach their kids at home and so much stuff that's going on. And they said that everybody is going through this like collective mental like trauma. And that everyone is going to have like PTSD afterwards, like, which sounds like you're being like exaggerating or whatever. But I mean, it does. It takes a toll on people mentally.
Well, it's like my family's all, you know, mostly West Coast, the family it's here. And it's, I mean, I have my days, you know, I have days where I like feel super powerful and, oh, you know, and I'm eating so healthy and I'm getting all this work done and, you know, editing stuff and getting stuff put out and doing a ton of work and everything. And I have days where I'm in a fetal position on the couch, like not even joking. Like I'm just like, you know, watching Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, I got a, and I couldn't decide what your feelings were on that little, that weird face emoji you sent me from my, I'm up now at 11:30 last night.
Yeah.
I did yesterday. I got up at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was back out at like 7, woke up at like 11.
Well, Jen, they don't know. See, they don't. Jen's been furloughed now. So she's got more time. You can actually sleep in like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not furloughed. It's just, that's how I work. I mean, it wasn't like, I'm not like COVID related off. That's just my job.
No. It's just how your particular job works.
So yeah. I was like, ordering dinner at midnight last night. Like, who delivers spanakopita at midnight?
When I was like crawling to bed going, there's no meaning in the world. It's all existential.
I had a friend last night send me a picture and it just said, texted it to me and said, this is where I'm at right now. And the picture was just an empty half gallon of ice cream. Like, it was empty at the bottom.
Yeah. Big time.
And I said something, this is something about, I'm never going to get in shape doing this, or I'm going to gain weight doing this. And I said, you know, am I normal? Have to be in shape for the zombie apocalypse. And she texted back and said, just let them eat me. I don't care.
Well, I feel like I'm going to end up looking like that girl in Willy Wonka. That's the giant purple blueberry and they're really round. You know, but it's okay. However you deal, guys, just however you deal. Just stick together, reach out to each other, know that we're here for you. I can't speak for Jen. I fucking love when you guys say hi on Twitter and such. And
I can't speak for Jen. Like, I get mad when I see a hi on Twitter.
She does. She's like, ah, how dare you.
I do not
talk to me on social media.
I answer everybody. I am extremely friendly.
You're better than I am, because usually I don't have time during the day and I just... you know, I look at it like once a day.
Well, yeah, let me rephrase that. I answer everybody if I see it, but usually if they're adding, yeah. I see it. Some, you know, just as long as I see
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But, you know, feel free to say hi. Feel free to tell us if you're having a hard time. I think everybody's kind of a designated therapist right now to all of our friends. Don't isolate yourself, guys. We're all out here, okay? And if you need something, if there's any way we can direct you to someplace to get help, resources, anything like that, let us know. If you need to listen to AC/DC nonstop, let us know. She's making a face at me. But no, just kidding. The Goo Goo Dolls fan community, you guys are freaking amazing people. You've proven that over and over again, and we love you guys. We want to be here to support you. So if there's something we can do we're not doing on the site, in this, other than rambling forever, please let us know. Drop us a line. Let us know. It's podcast singular at absolutegoo.com. Mm-hmm. Jen actually gets that email. And so drop us a line. Let us know. If you feel a need to come on the podcast and talk about what you're doing or how you're handling shite or not handling or whatever, let us know. We'll figure it out.
If you have adorable babies and dogs, put the pictures up nonstop, please.
Love adorable babies and dogs. Oh my God. But you know, we're all in this together, guys. We love you. We tell you that and it sounds like a trivial thing, but we really do. And just hang in there. Okay. With shows will be back. New music will be coming back. And every time you want to bitch about there not being shows, remember Who fans in like Brazil and Amsterdam and, you know, South America and different places that have never got to see the band live. So, and to leave you with that, there might be other stuff coming up we can't talk about, kind of thing. But yeah. So, anything else, Jen?
Well, I don't know if I can talk about this. Can I say this?
What
can I say about the baby in the video?
I love when she says stuff and I have no memory of what.
The clip someone sent in for the Fearless video.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Speaking of putting up pictures of babies and dogs, somebody who sent in a clip.
So don't start doing this because we already got enough of these, but go ahead. Yeah.
Somebody sent in they're part of the Fearless video and they have their adorable little chubby, chunky monkey baby in there and it's so cute.
Oh, you just want to smush
and them. I love this baby. So thank you whoever sent that in. And I will, when I find out where you're at, I'm going to be at your door and
keep
smush your baby
it away from Jen. You'll never see your child again.
He's so cute. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. He is super cute. So there's been so many amazing ones sent in. There's everything from people signing things to big groups of people to just awesome stuff. I can't even, I'll get all choked up because some of them are really emotional, but thanks again, guys. We love you. We've rambled forever on this, Jen. 37 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they only know how long you and I get on phone calls. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Have a great week. Hang in there. We will get through this. Love you guys.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Bye.